Hi there, Nathan. Nathan, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager, and Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line so that I could get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. She does also want me to apply a reduced rate here. She says that James and Sons Plaster and Drywall is part-time and also a young business. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good.
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking, and congratulations on getting your business up and going. You know, Tara says you've got, you know, years of experience. The business is quite new, kind of just on you know, nights and things like that, and working full time alongside your son, and then the two of you guys do this business together. The goal though is to take James and Sons Plaster and Drywall kind of full time, right? And leave your full time job behind?
Yes, sir.
That's fantastic. And we would love to be a big part of helping that to happen. I mean, obviously, when you're on that first page of Google and Bing, you are going to get phone calls. The best part about it is people will not even need to know the name of your business. In fact, most people go to Google and Bing when they don't know who to call. But as long as they're in your service area, as long as they're looking for the services that you provide and typing in keywords related to those services, we'll always make sure that your business is one of those options. And, of course, that will mean more directly to you. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not yet a website for your business?
Yeah, I created one, and then the kind of new to all this stuff, and there,
okay,
you know,
sure,
I didn't realize a fee associated with it, so I don't have it.
That's okay. That's okay. Actually, I mean, it might be perfect timing for you because we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website, an active site. I mean, realistically, our job ultimately is not just to put you on the first page where people can see you. It's to make sure you're getting phone calls and jobs, and we need to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. We actually build websites in-house, and I am requesting right now just to make sure that my supervisor will allow me to include a website at no additional cost. All the work that you put into your website, we can use that information and build you a brand new site. If you already own a domain, we can use that domain. And again, of course, the whole point is letting people know that you're in the area providing these services and giving them reasons to call. Now, this is not just for Google, although just about everyone's main focus is Google. About 1 out of 10 people, Nathan, will actually search on Bing. They'll choose Bing instead of Google, and throughout your service area, that means a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls too. We'll mirror the content on Bing for people looking there. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, you'll have a Facebook page, even Facebook paid ads, a social media campaign, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, I'm hoping my supervisor will allow me to include that website at no additional cost. I've been with the company myself for over 12 years, since 2013. And as a company, we've been around since 2004, so you'd be in very good hands with us. And usually, if I make a request of this nature, I can get it approved. And again, it's a month-to-month service, so we want you to see success from the beginning. We know that having a website will ensure not just more phone calls in general, but a higher quality call. I mean, someone who took the time to take a look at your website and then they saw something that they liked enough to pick up the phone to call you, that's someone who at that point is hoping you're available and that your price is fair, they want to work. Now, as far as pricing goes, even if you end up taking the business full-time, we are going to reduce the rate. It's not going to be like an introductory rate that will balloon up on you later on. Even if you're keeping the service for years and you're no longer in new business, I still would honor this reduced rate. It's really just designed to make it affordable for young and small companies, and especially taking it on full-time down the road. But right now, it's just part-time. We want to make it affordable for you. So you'll actually save a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It'll save you $300 every month off the cost of this package. It would bring the rate down from what would normally have been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 is the exact amount. You're not paying per lead. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would just be that flat rate. Now, are you taking on any commercial jobs, or are you working and looking solely to work with residential customers?
I've done a few commercial projects.
You have done commercial projects in the past, and you can take on more in the future. And that's fantastic. That's perfect, actually. That means more opportunities for you, and, of course, we'll be able to promote you for the, you know, commercial jobs as well. Now, as far as the service area goes, we don't draw a circle around it, so we can go a little bit farther in a specific direction. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If there are places even close to home that you really don't want to go, you can tell us that too. And then, of course, we wouldn't run your ads there. So it's only going to target the areas that you want to be found and, of course, target the services that you want to provide. Now, if I can get that website approved, it would mean not only the initial construction of that site, the hosting, the maintenance, the updating of that site would be included as well. So we can always, you know, use any existing photos that you have now, and as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or even videos, and we can add that to your website down the road. Now, I know that you've got years of experience, but the business itself is quite new. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah, so I was going to mention, you know, I just reached out to Angie's List last week.
Okay. I'm familiar.
So I've made an investment with them, and they're providing me with leads to these jobs, and I don't know how, like, maybe if you guys got my information kind of with me getting that going, but I am very interested in what you have to offer. I've made a commitment with them for, you know, $350 a month.
Okay. Okay.
Your offer really is sounding quite a bit better, and can you give me a day or two to talk about this with my son and wife?
Yeah.
And,
Well, obviously, you know, your son is a big part of the business, and obviously your wife is a big part of your life, and this is an important decision for you guys, because especially if you're looking to take things to the next level. I know you started Angie, your home advisor, because you wanted to make sure that you got more phone calls and more opportunities and jobs, and I know that is a commitment, and it's not the most affordable. Have you had it long enough to get leads and try to follow up with those leads? Do you know if that service is working for you?
So I just, you know, I reached out to them early last week, and then I went live Friday. I've gotten one lead Saturday, and I guess it seems like they kind of send these leads out to multiple people at a time, and I missed out. I reached right back out to them, and I still was late to the game, I guess. I missed out on it, and I'm kind of second-guessing this. You know, I wish I would have spoke with you sooner.
Right. Well, I mean,
looking at things now.
I definitely hear exactly what you're saying. In fact, I've heard that before with, and all of these lead-based services work about the same, whether it is Angie or like Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack. It is a shared lead system, and that means that you get a lead, which is basically just a phone number, and then that same phone number or lead gets sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. And even if you contact them right away, if your competition or one or more of your competitors got that lead hours or even days before you, then you are late to the party. Even if you try to contact them right away, they might not answer the phone. They might have already scheduled it with somebody else. So it's a lot of hit or miss with a shared lead system, and it's hard sometimes to have those leads convert into jobs at a high enough rate to justify doing that. And, you know, my heart does go out to business owners that have tried these lead-based services only to find out, especially for smaller and younger businesses, that it doesn't work. I mean, it's usually the bigger jobs, or the bigger companies that have people that are dedicated to jumping on those leads right away. And especially if you're working at your other job, when you get a lead, you cannot necessarily contact them right away. But even when you do, it doesn't always help, you know. And it's the businesses that have maybe deeper pockets; they can afford to absorb the leads that don't turn into jobs and wait for the ones that do. But for younger and smaller companies, sometimes that it's too much money going out without the money coming back in. And I know that that's not what you're looking for. So having your business and having a website on that first page of Google, that's going to be a game changer for you. Now, I know that you want to speak with your son, speak with your wife. I mean, what do you think they would think about all of this?
I think they would be interested. I do think it sounds like a better option than the Angie's List. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, dealing with it for, you know, just a few days and then kind of trying to do some research, it seems like they kind of, what's the phrase, you know, they sold me something that wasn't real, you know, and they kind of
Boy.
And
yeah,
you said, I'm sure you've heard this before.
Unfortunately, I have. Yeah, I talk to a lot of business owners that, you know, they tell me that it's not exactly what they thought it was when they signed up for it. I've had business owners tell me that they weren't paying for leads unless they got the job, at least that's what they thought. And then they find out that they're paying for every lead, even if they don't talk to somebody. You know, I've had business owners say, you know, my expectation was that it was month to month, and now it seems like I'm under contract. Are you under a contract with Angie, or do you have it set month
to
month?
Yes, I am. You know, I think I screwed up. You know, they were really selling me, hey, you're going to get these leads, you know, and I was really getting amped up on that, and I can see now that that was kind of a lie, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what if I should just try to check out of this, if I even can with them. I'm really stuck in it. And
well, you said you went live on Friday, right?
Yeah, yep.
So, I mean, you're entitled to what's called a 3-day right of rescission, and that's for anything. It would be for us too, and that means, and that's 3 business days. So Saturday and Sunday, that doesn't count. Where they would have to refund your investment and cancel out the contract. Now, if you try to call them and they try to give you the runaround, oh, my supervisor's going to call me right back. You just kind of have to stick to your guns, because I've had business owners say, you know, I tried to cancel and they said they were going to call me back, and then, you know, 5 days go by and now I'm not able to cancel anymore. I've heard those types of things back when it was HomeAdvisor. And now, of course, it's the combination of HomeAdvisor and Angie Leads, but my understanding is that it's pretty much the same. As far as the business owners and their experience with that. But you should be able to get out of that contract since it is so brand new. You only got one lead and it didn't turn into a job or even an opportunity to talk to that person in detail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and whether you're able to get out of that contract, which I hope you are and think you are, or not, I mean, having this in place is going to be the game changer that you're looking for. Even if you're saddled with that, not only would our service kind of offset itself and pay for itself, it would offset what you're paying with Angie. I mean, you know, a couple of jobs coming your way here and there, and especially if you are looking to transition to taking it full time, and leaving your current job behind, getting your company out there. I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on that first page of Google. So not only are you going to get the jobs that you're looking for, living, breathing human beings reaching out to you directly and calling you specifically after seeing your website and learning about your company and seeing before and after photos and things like that. So a much, much higher conversion rate and a much better use of your time. I mean, obviously, when you're only doing this part-time, you know, you need your time to be spent valuably. You know, you need to be not wasting time chasing down leads, because time wasted is money wasted. Time is money. And time well spent is money well earned. And when you're getting calls directly to you from someone who wants to hire you versus you trying to call someone they might not even answer, that's going to mean more money at the end of the day for you. And on top of that, of course, you're going to reach a lot more people. Not everyone uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they're using Bing, and you're going to be listed there as well. Now, is there any way you might be able to put me on hold and give your son or your wife a call right now?
So, you said this is by the month.
It is month to month. There's no contract. Our job is to keep your phone ringing. Make sure you have the jobs coming your way. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. In fact, and I did several minutes ago, get approval for the website to be included. So we're investing in your success. You know, your success is our success. The $299 does not cover our cost in that first month, but we know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit, and your success is our success. Keeping clients on board for the long-term is how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years, even if we do, as we are in this case, offer our services below what it costs for us to provide in that first month. So you'd be getting a custom website, Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. You're actually going to be getting $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299. That's the original $100 that comes with the $599 package. So all I did was reduce the overall cost to you. I did not reduce the budget for the Facebook ads. And $100 goes a long way. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 equates to about 400 clicks. That's another great way for you to get your business out there, let people know you're providing these services. In fact, if someone has done a search on Google for your services, the next several times they go on their Facebook page, those Facebook ads will retarget that exact same potential customer who we already know is in your service area looking for your services. So like I said, it's just another great way to get your name and your business and the website that we'll build out there. Make sure you're getting those phone calls. And that's included in that $299 package. So like I said, we really are investing in your success just for the opportunity to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
That sounds really good. Excuse me. So you say I need to call this Angie, and what would you suggest hold them to it? You know, just say I'm not getting off the phone, or you know what?
Well, yeah, you are entitled to a 3-day right of rescission. You only went live on Friday, so it's less than those 3 days. And then, you know, if they say, oh, I'm going to have my supervisor call you back, just say, well, you know, I don't want that to happen because they might not get back to me today and I might, you know, lose this opportunity. And just be very clear. I already think this is not working out for me. I don't want to give it a try. I think it's best if we just end the contract and, you know, I want my money back. And there's really no leg for them to stand on for them to tell you no. I mean, they certainly are obligated to give you that money back since it has been less than 3 days. Now, you know, like I said, that's something you are going to want to do. Even if that service was working for you, this is going to work better for you. You know, you're going to reach more people and get more phone calls. So definitely I want to get this started for you. I mean, obviously as a Google partner, it's our job to find companies like yours, companies that can handle more business and do quality work. And of course, continue to get good reviews. We'll help you get everything all set up on Google and Bing. We can help you get reviews, and those reviews can attach to your website as well, so people who see you have the reasons to pick up the phone. Like I said, we can use all the photos that you have right now. The updating, the maintenance of the website is included. The hosting's included too. So we can always add additional content if you want to add services, if you want to just add photos, if you want to add like a senior discount, military special, anything like that. Now, if you're one of those business owners that wants to be very, very hands-on with their website, you'll actually have access to a website editor tool. So you can make changes on your own, or if you just want us to make those changes, whether you make those changes or whether we do, there's no additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no additional cost for anything. Simple, straightforward pricing. It bills once a month for exactly $2.99. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual keyword, etc. I mean, we call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just tracking. Of course, that's where you can access your website editor tool. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off, and a lot of businesses that can are increasing their advertising at this time of the year, even if it's just to take the tax write-off. But this is going to get your phone ringing. Now, you'll also have reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms, not just Google and Bing, but everything that we create will, just about everything that we create will allow someone to write a review. So if you've got reviews on Yelp or Foursquare or Superpages or wherever that content is, those reviews will repopulate on your tracking system. Makes it really easy in one place for you to request reviews or even respond to reviews. Did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for you?
So this will be like $2.99 for the whole year, or how does that work?
So
I mean,
for
the year.
Correct. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to keep the service, it is a fixed flat rate, and it is all-inclusive. No hidden taxes or fees or anything like that. So it is a reduced rate. It's kind of a promotional rate for a part-time business or a new business, but it's not like introductory rate. It's not going to change on you. It's not going to balloon up on you. In fact, because we are a Google Premier partner, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account. It outlines the service agreement that it is a fixed flat rate, that the rate is reduced, but that it'll never go up, that I'm actually going to waive the initial setup fee that would normally attach to the first month. I'll waive that setup fee, so it would just be $2.99 out the door, that we're including the Facebook ads, that we're even including a website for you, etc. So you know exactly what it is even before you agree to the terms.
It sounds pretty good.
The business is James and Sons Plaster and Drywall, right? And that's how you want the business to be branded. I like the logo you've got. I can see it on your Facebook page. Elevated services from a trusted family. Now, so the ands, both the ands are the ampersand, not the word A&D spelled out. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on right now, is this a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, of course, everything has the click-to-call feature. So your customers are going to call you directly. Now, when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's going to be a little bit of overlap, a little bit of redundancy. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text. Now, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's my email. It's NAYTJ.711@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. So NAYTJ and then dot and then the number 711 and that's at yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
So definitely a personal email, which is fine. It would still be attached to the contact form on your website, but it won't show physically on the website. People would not be able to see that email address. And of course, like I said, for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things out to you. Now, Nathan, I did see on the Angie profile a physical street address, the 4343 16th Street, Suite 103. Do customers ever go there, or are you entirely service-based, meaning you go to the customer and no one comes to you?
Yeah, that address is just my business address. It's just a mailbox. So, and yeah, I go to their location and I don't plan on having people meet me at an office.
At any point in time, yeah. And that's kind of what Google expects. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. And, of course, they wouldn't want to list any personal address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would. So there won't be a physical street address. You'll be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we can really target anywhere in your service area. Now, Nathan, Tara never did get your last name. Is it James, like the business name? Or?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I'll be taking a look at what we call a client interview calendar. The next step is to have one of our Google-trained technicians speak with you in more detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, or tagline, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we can use that logo and put it on your website. Oh, I wanted to do one other thing here as well, and that's to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with James & Sons Plaster and Drywall, even if it's you, Mr. James, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And Nathan, if anyone calls you, if they're saying they're Google or even saying they're local Splash, they would know both the answer and even the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not speak with them. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. They would not know that information, and you should not entertain that phone call. It is exactly, like I said, $2.99. It would never be even a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the first pet.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Cosmo.
Cosmo. And I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And like I said, I do need to read that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
James and Sons Plaster and Drywall.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm the owner. Do I just say owner?
Yeah, that's perfect. And you're Nathan okay. James, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then Nathan, as the owner of James and Sons Plaster and Drywall, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nathan, you are also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. James, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nathan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons why we ask. I mean, obviously, with all of the content that we'll be creating for James and Sons Plaster and Drywall, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then perhaps even more important, it's our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Nathan, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. James, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll be the ones to make sure that we create that website for you. And, of course, we'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, I'm looking at the client interview calendar, and I'm pulling that up. Hopefully, we can find something that's available today. The client interviews are done on the first, second, or third day. So, of course, if we do it today, that certainly expedites things. Days 5 through 7 is when all of the directory submissions are created up and active, and you'll then have access to your client dashboard. Once we've got everything running, we can start tracking that. Now, they want us to say it's going to take 7 to 14 business days to build out your website. In my experience, it's usually about 7 to 10 days. It's pretty quick. And then the Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be up and active. So in the first 7 to 14 days, you've got a website going. You've got Facebook ads attached to that. That can get your phone ringing very quickly. Now, whether it's days 45 through 60, the listings are firing on all cylinders, you're showing for all of your keywords throughout your service area, and of course, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, or 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we're constantly updating, optimizing, continuous reporting, and customer support. Now, with it being such a reduced rate, more than 50% off, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 10th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up. It is an exact amount, meaning no hidden taxes or fees. There's no surcharges or lead fees whatsoever. And of course, that does include content on Google, Bing, the additional content with the Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, with any form of advertising, of course, we want you to give it the opportunity to really work for you. 60 days, 90 days, you're going to see the best return on investment. It is month to month. You can discontinue at any time for any reason, no questions asked, by simply contacting our client support team. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. Now, to prevent the charge to the following month, all that we would ask is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Nathan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. James, do you understand and agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And then for that initial investment, that exact amount of $299, Nathan, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
I have a business card. Is there any way I can verify that you guys are Google?
Oh, that's perfect. Absolutely. We definitely want you to feel comfortable in doing that. Let me send you a link to our pricing page. Now, we are not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Google does make these phone calls to businesses directly, but it's only for the ones that have over 100 locations, actually 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner, and I'm sending you a link to our website right now. It's to the pricing page of the website. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And although you can navigate the rest of the website from the link that I sent out to you, I did send you a link directly to our pricing page so you can see exactly who we are and what you're getting for that $299 package. Now, it is an SMS message, but it works just like a text. You should have gotten that to your smartphone. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yep, looking at it right now.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, you're going to be able to track your success. Like I said, 24/7 access. You'll be able to monitor your reviews. Now, like I said, we've been around since 2004. If you scroll down a little bit, 20 years of industry experience. We'll actually change that to 21 in the middle of next month. And 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Our clients do keep the service because it works. Now, underneath that blue tinted photo that outlines our process and a few of the things that we do, especially early on, that's where it says Google Ads Partner. Now, that box that says Google Premier Partner, you can click right on that. That is not, you know, like copy and paste it off the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. You can click on it, and it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Mr. James, that ensures your success. The whole reason Google started that partnership program almost 10 years ago is to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment advertising and marketing through Google using Google products. So, of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even if they make changes to their PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. We work directly with Google's back-end team, so our processes are streamlined and efficient. No one can get you better or faster results than a Google partner. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, now the top three, those include Google Pay-Per-Click, Google AdWords, and those are a bit pricey. They're like $15 per click, so you have to have a minimum budget of $300 just for that component. That would mean the best I could do would be $4.99. So without the Google ads, we'll do Facebook ads instead, which are only $100 per month. You get 400 clicks instead of 12. You know, it's going to work so much better for you. And that's the Platinum package. So although it is $299, it's not the Essential package. It's the Platinum package for the Essential package price. Everything on that Platinum package, with the one exception of the optimized landing page, because instead of a one-page website, as I mentioned, I did get approval to upgrade that to a custom website. Multiple pages, multiple tabs, more opportunities for us to showcase your work and talk about your business, and more reasons for people to pick up the phone to call you. So that's the reason I did the website instead of the landing page. Now you can see that every one of our packages would normally have a $299 setup fee. And that's to cover the content creation, all the different destinations and directories, and also the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, to fix it if it's not, and so you do your client interview. Those are some of the things that setup fee would normally cover. But I am waiving that entire setup fee, like I said, investing in your success. So you're basically saving $599 in the first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee, $299. But it's actually better than that, because next month when your phone is ringing, you love the service, it doesn't go up to $599. In fact, it would only ever be exactly $299. That is the reduced rate for a part-time new business, but it is a fixed rate, so it's not ever going to balloon up on you. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, it would bill once a month on the same day, which is the 10th, for exactly $299. Now, you can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. Again, all that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date.
Gotcha.
So this card, is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's a Visa card.
Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It is the business name.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Nathan, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4412.
Mm-hmm.
6801.
Yes, sir.
0670.
Okay.
4573.
And then the expiration month and year?
728.
07 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
257.
So I have 257, 257 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was at 4412-6801-0670-4573.
Yes.
And then is the billing address of that card the 443 16th Street or a different address?
Yes, that would be the same address.
Same address, and that's 61265. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email. It does have, it's the welcome email, so it does have our client support information, the support phone number, the support email, our hours of operation. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I am ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. Nathan, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you the following, or the same business day, I should say, unless they get the email either after hours or very late in the day, in which case they may follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Nathan, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that by a direct text message link as well. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. It looks like we are booked out for the rest of the day, but for tomorrow, we seem to be pretty much wide open. The earliest one would be 9 a.m. The last one would be 5:30. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or later on in the day, maybe towards the very end of the day?
Let's do mid-morning.
Mid-morning. So you don't necessarily even need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You can be working, driving, as long as you can carry on a conversation. We have 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12, or 12:30, but now we're into the afternoon.
Let's do 12.
12. So we'll schedule it for 12 o'clock. The call itself should get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 12. Again, it's blocked out for an hour, but the call typically takes, you know, about 30, maybe 40 minutes. Did you happen to receive either the automated, so at 11 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled for 12, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. Now, did you happen to receive any of the emails or text messages that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got the text here.
Perfect.
I can get into my email. Whichever is best.
Either one is fine. They should have the same link on it. It looks like you actually got three emails, the ones that do get sent out to a new account. One is your welcome email. You don't have to open that up now, but it is important not just because it has our client support information on there, what you already wrote down. Most of our emails have that information too. Your welcome email is important also because it has your login credentials for your client dashboard. Now, your client dashboard is not going to be active today. In fact, we do need to do your client interview first, but once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email confirmation and, of course, a reminder what the username and password is. Your username is already set in our system, but it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's the phone number we're speaking on. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You can't change your username, but it is 563-549-8978. Your default password you can change as often as you like. It's the number 4 and money, so 4, M-O-N-E-Y, all lowercase, no space. You can change that as often as you like. You did also get another email, and again, you don't necessarily need to open it up right now, but the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on here, Mr. James, but anything you send our way does help us to expedite the process of kind of reassuring Google that you are a real business, that you are providing these services in the service area. So any photos of tools or equipment, photo of your service vehicle, if you have a business card, take a photo of that. you know, obviously there's not a physical workplace because you basically, you know, work out of the truck. Where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work, that's usually fine for that particular one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
We are not licensed, and I have yet to be insured. I need to get
that's
on
okay.
that one.
That's okay. So, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way does help. The one email that I did want you to look at is the other one, the one that says local/initial invoice. So if you open up the one that says local/initial invoice, it's going to say, hello, Nathan. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yep.
So click on the two words, click here. It is hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, so everything we went over already in the voice verification. Feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But like I said, 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Make sure you're getting those phone calls too. All of the additional directories, the Facebook ads, etc. We are doing that custom website for you. Now, you'll see those three boxes. We want you to click all of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. And then once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click in the longer box. It says type your name is seen here. You can either copy and paste it or type in Nathan James. It does normally want at least the first initial to be capitalized. You might as well just capitalize the N and the J, but everything else in lowercase. Once you've got Nathan James in that box, click the confirm signature box, and that does a few things. It actually, of course, lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we reduced the cost, that we waived your setup fee, that we'll include the website for you. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in completing that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. And updating my system, it seems like you did submit that successfully. You don't have to go the next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access that, neither of which is really true. Once your tracking system is active, though, you'll get the confirmation by email and text, and again, it will remind you what your login credentials are. That's already on your welcome email. Now, the support@localsplash.com email address, that's really the only email that you need, although when we do our client interview, our technician will give you photos@localsplash, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash. That's the email for the photos department, but anything and everything can simply be sent to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. If I am in between phone calls tomorrow at noon when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open. I always do. But if I do happen to be on another call when our technician is ready to call you, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. And if you happen to ask, they will know that your first pet is Cosmo. But other than that, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited. I really am excited. I've been doing this for a long time, and what I love about my job is especially the younger, smaller companies, because that makes a big difference for them, and we really are looking forward to getting a website out there online, getting more phone calls to you, and, of course, earning your business. So real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope to say a quick hello to you at noon when our technician calls you tomorrow.
Wonderful. I just wanted to ask real quick you to cancel out my agreement with
Angie.
What was the phrase you used?
So it's a 3-day right of rescission. That means it is your right. Federally, they have to refund your money if you want to kind of have the rescission, you want to go back on your agreement, it's been less than 3 business days, they're contractually obligated to refund your contract with them, and then, of course, give you the money back. So that's exactly the phrase you want to use, 3-day right of rescission. You can Google it to find more information about it, but
yeah,
absolutely, yeah. They are under contract to give you that because it has been less than 3 business days. Saturday and Sunday don't count, so you should be fine since it just went live on Friday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, been a real pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. As you might imagine, I don't always get that. You even made me laugh a couple of times, which I do appreciate. And I certainly do hope I've been respectful of your time as well. I do absolutely hope I'm between phone calls at noon tomorrow when our technician calls you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And what was your name again?
My name is Paul.
Awesome. Well, I am looking forward to this, Paul. I have a colleague that's a painter that's really helping mm-hmm. me, and he spoke to these things, you know, getting on Google and getting
sure.
a website that these were very helpful for him.
Absolutely.
I should have probably talked to him about the Angie decision also before I jumped into that one. I thought it, you know, it sounds good, but you know, this sounds more,
it's really night and day. I mean, for everything
yeah.
that is Angie, it's kind of the opposite here. You know, you're not getting leads,
yeah.
you're not chasing down leads, you're just getting more phone calls, etc. So, I mean, I really think you're going to be happy with this. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 12 years. I have clients that have been with me almost that long, you know, 10 years or more in many cases. And in fact, as a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. Nobody cancels on profit. So, you know, obviously, we're really excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. So I do hope, again, like I said, that I'll be able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow. For some reason, if I am on another phone call, our technician will call you on their own. I don't know exactly who's going to be assigned to this. I do know the short list of who it could be, but I don't know who is going to get this actual account when we call you tomorrow at noon.
Yes, yes. Well, awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
We are too. I am especially. Thank you very, very much so. You take care, Mr. James. You have a great rest of the day, Nathan. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good one.
You too. Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.